Hey, okay, so folks, our subject tonight is reading between the perfect. And a number of questions, of course, were put on the line up there, including some interesting ones like how to count the 6 hours. Do we count from the food itself, from the meat itself? Do we count from the end of the flesh of the meal? Of course, one of the questions there, which we're going to have to thoroughly research, is there such a thing as grating 6 hours after cheese, and if yes, after which cheeses? One important question, I think, is what about kids? What about how long do they have to wait between the flesh and the milk? That's what you can. Very good. Okay. The question that we have to start with, like we always try to start with getting down to what's going on and how and why, before we can get to Piskei Halacha, we have to understand what those Piskei Halacha are based on. So I think the first simplest question should really be, why is there a need to wait after eating fleishik until you can eat milk? Of course, we know that you can't eat them together, but why is it that you can't just clear your mouth, what we call halachically kinuach v'hadocha, which means to wipe and rinse your mouth. Maybe we'll get into that later. Cleaning your mouth, why isn't that good enough? Why is there any need to wait at all? That's an important question. Maybe it sounds like I'm an Asa Shishailo. I think it's a very legitimate and valid question. And the truth of the matter is, how valid the question is, I think is easily apparent from the fact that in the other direction, it doesn't work that way. Min hadin, you can definitely eat fleishiks immediately after milchis, and kinuach v'adocha, so why shouldn't we have the same situation in the other direction? Some people think that the reason is because otherwise the food will mix inside your stomach, but no, that's definitely not true, and especially, like I said, if we need any rayas for that, the rayas would be, what about the other direction? Right? Why don't you put the milchis in first? Why aren't we afraid of it mixing in your stomach? So that's definitely not anything to do with this at all. So let's start with the sugya and the gemara, which is not a very shver sugya. It's a very pretty straightforward sugya. The gemara says, Omar mar ukvitz in zechulim daf kufay amad aleph, Omar mar ukva, ano laho milsa cholo bar chamra l'gabay abba. For this particular issue, I am like vinegar, the son of wine, compared to my father. What does that mean? Wine is the chishmak. At least that's what they say. And vinegar is spoiled wine. Right? So he says, I spoiled. My father was a good one. I'm spoiled. How am I spoiled? He says, Ilu abo, yavo ochel bisro ho idno, if my father would eat meat now, lo yavo ochel gvina ad lomochar ad hashta. In other words, he wouldn't eat milchiks until the same time tomorrow. He would wait 24 hours. Right? By the way, that hanhoger, the Bar Hetzer brings it to Arizal, kept that hanhoger, actually. He didn't eat milchiks 24 hours after fleishiks. But this is what Maruch is positive. I'm a shvach hazach. Why? What do I do? The whole suddah who's a leichon. I won't even do the same suddah. The suddah achris achilna. The next suddah, I'll already eat milchis. This is what Harukva said. So what would it seem that lechayy? This is the makar to wait kedei suddah acheres, which normally is about 6 hours meal time to the next meal time would usually be around 6 hours. But Tosfos actually. Often are. Taisa says, no, not necessarily, he says, this is not necessarily talking about two suddahs which are distant from each other, one suddah to the next, in terms of regular suddahs that we have in our meal times. El afil altar, he says it could be immediately, im silik es ha-shulchan u-beirach, muta. You cleaned off the table, you're benched, and it's muta. Look, flug rabbanon, Taisa says, one Suda to the next, one Suda is over. Next Suda you can eat milk as they state in Taisus. So, according to Taisus, this would not be the occur for the halacha to wait 6 hours after fleishiks. Now, the truth of the matter is, you start thinking to yourself, well, who's going to make one meal immediately after the next? But the truth of the matter is, if you think about it, it could be a very easy answer to this, which would be, what would happen, let's say, a person has a fleishig meal and wants to have a coffee immediately after. can't say I ever did that, Baruch Hashem, but I can't say I wasn't ever tempted to do that. There's something that's telling you that you need a coffee to get you going, and you can't drink it because you're flashing. So this is something that, according to Tosfos, is valid, right? Shavuos, people have such a minute. They eat fleishik, okay, eat milchik. You would have a fleishik, a suda, you know, to be yoksa, kimchas yomtiv, and you would immediately follow it with the suda saminit of milchik. Right after, Tosfos says it's valid.
People do that?
Does anyone do that? Nobody does that. But not after they kach. But some people do have more kulas on shuda. That's not our thought. Tosfos kuvdalos over there brings from Ben Ratam and the Bahag. Also, the ochal bosa, also lechel gvino, heine beloy nitilu v'kinuach. The only time you can't eat milk immediately after flesh is if you didn't wash and clean out your mouth. Avav nitilu v'kinuach, sorry, you washed your hands and you cleaned out your mouth, it's mutter to eat milk immediately after. Aima rukva v'rektaisus, what is he talking about? Heine beloy nitilu v'kinuach, hear that? It says, I was talking about that you didn't clean out your mouth. That's why there's a whole nice of waiting over there. Now this is a line of Yishayim. I go to Oshri, the Arayim, I go to Maimonides, all of which, by the way, are Balitesis or based on Balitesis, who had this Indian that you can eat milk in the next Suda after Fleishik, as long as you have Kinoach V'Hadocha in between. There is no time limit according to these Balitesis. Now, Ramon, you're there, the Simon Pei Pes. Seif Aleph, Simon Pei Tes is the Simon that we're going to be referring to tonight. And in Seif Aleph, the Ramon Me'iker Hadin, he passed him like these Rishonim, like these Bali Toysters, that Me'iker Hadin, in the next Suda, Kinoach V'Hadocho, you can have Milchik after flesh. Okay, the Valdi. Taibas Noida brings us, of course, back to our question. Why is it that we do wait? And again, I think it's a legitimate question. Why should we wait? Also, as we'll see, you know, I'm repeating Kedarki about the, you know, 6 hour wait, but Lamaisa, the people who wait 6 hours, people wait 5.5, 5+, the people wait 3 hours. In Holland, people wait 1 hour. By the way, to this day, I'm told, to this day, Chassanus in Holland, they have a Fleishig Gesuda, then they bench, then they dance, and then they have a Milchiger dessert. Ice cream, whatever it is, that's the same house. Can you imagine that?
Yep, it is.
Yeah? Over here, if that happened, Rahman al-Islam, it's only if somebody made a very bad mistake. But over there, that's the Chatzchil of the plan. That's how they plan the house. They set up that way, a bench, dancing, it's a break of an hour, come back here and look like ice cream. But Lamaisa, everybody waits. That's for sure. Everybody waits. You wait this amount, that amount, various amounts. Everybody waits. Where is the makor for this chiyuv in the Gemara? Again, Tosfos says there is no makor. So where's the makor? So the makor that we have, that's the central makor and the most important to us, because basically, generally speaking, not we don't necessarily paskin like a Tosfos, but there's one rishon who always will take center stage in Halacha, the Gishayos, and that's the Rambam. And the Rambam, in the end of the ninth parak of Hilchos Macholos Asuras, the last Halacha, Misha ochal boso tchilo. Somebody ate fleishik first. Loy yoichal acharov cholov. He should not eat milchis afterwards. Ache yishe beinayim, listen to his lashon, kidei shi'ur se'uda acheres. The amount of time that is generally waited until the next tzuda, v'hu kemoy sheishois, which is like 6 hours, and along with saying this halacha of waiting 6 hours, and basically alluding to the fact that the makor is in that Gemara, because he says kadei shir suda acheres, he also gives us a reason. Why is it that a suda acheres would be kezeya over here? Mepnei haboso shebein hashinayim she'enoi sor b'kinuach, which means Rambam is bavorning the shiloh that we're asking, which is, what about kinuach? Wasn't that good enough? Especially if the Rambam says that the reason we have to wait is because there's food left in your mouth, now doesn't that bring us straight to the simple question, if we want to now get rid of it? Right? Kinoach v'adocha. Wasn't that the question we asked? Do kinoach v'adocha. So if the Rambam, strings of meat between your teeth are not going to go out with kinoach, and therefore you have to wait 6 hours. course, look right over there, Kasa Mishnah, Radvaz, Lacha Mishnah, all the way to Kalem of the Rambam, say that the Makar is on that, Sugi of Chulin, in Mar Ukva, and the Rambam is only adding a reason, which we didn't see in the Gemara, which the Rambam tells us the reason, and the reason is, he says, because there are strings of meat left between your teeth. So L'chayra, this brings us to another legitimate question, which is today, that we, Baruch Hashem, have plenty of dental floss, and we also have Baruch Hashem mouthwashes and toothbrushes. We, I think, we're so far ahead in hygiene, oral hygiene today, compared to the old days, which tells us what. And so therefore, L'chayra, today, according to the Rambam, maybe we shouldn't have to wait anymore. You do a good job on your mouth. Maybe you can move on and not do anything about it. And therefore comes the Bach immediately. And he doesn't leave any room for error in this. And he says, Ein lismoich al hanikur. In other words, picking your teeth doesn't help. He says, we can't be stomach on these things. We don't know how good of a job anybody does. We just keep this clear and simple for everybody across the board. Everybody will do their own level of cleaning or not, it's up to you. But as far as we're concerned, we're not going to change the halacha, he says, based on anybody's cleaning of any kind. Why? Because again, some people do a better job than others. It depends on all kinds of factors. Could be there's also a light plug. Other priests would approach it that way. But whatever it is today, we must know that as far as one of the questions on the thing over there, yes. Without waiting, dental floss is not going to help. Okay. Next question, which is, if the Rambam says, this food stuck between your teeth, what do you think, it magically disappears over here? It doesn't magically disappear. So what does it help to wait 6 hours? If 6 hours was the amount of time it took for things to disappear, but it doesn't disappear. So what is, see, after, and again, taking out the food doesn't help. So why is after 6 hours better than before 6 hours? So again, here's the Taz. The Taz says, Mikri Bosor Ad Sheshos. It's still called Bosor. Till 6 hours, it's still called Bosor. The Achaka, well, that's in 6 hours. It's not called Bosor anymore. Havikimu Uko. It's like it's already digested. Yeah. In other words, it's been taken out of its original form. Right? We have digestive stuff inside our mouths also, not only inside our intestines. And therefore, once the meat has been in your mouth, over 6 hours, it no longer is considered meat, and therefore the pashtus would be, I must say, based on this Taz, that after 6 hours, you don't have to take it out of your mouth, you don't have to worry about it, not your business anymore, right? So this would be, according to this, this would be one reason for waiting 6 hours, because, again, it's gone anyway. I do want to say that despite the pashtus of this Taz, in Shulchan Aruch states, that if there is meat in your mouth after 6 hours, you do have to take it out. So that's very interesting because, again, based on the Taz's reasoning, and based on any reasoning, you think 6 hours, 6 hours, what changed after 6 hours? So L'chayr, Nas Mazogin, now what changed is, and this is Taka, not only my Chiddush, not even closer, to Taka Tshuva says it, or Chashulchan says it, that this halach of after 6 hours is if you happen to find or notice meat in your mouth after 6 hours, you should take it out, right? But you don't have no chiyuv to search for it, no chiyuv to be choishish for it. As far as we're concerned, it's not there. Now, you happen to find it, you definitely should take it out. And at that point, Dr. Chasuchan, if you found meat in your mouth and you took it out, that is a good time to make shnuach v'adocha and nikur and whatever it is. But to look for it, you don't have to look for it. And we have here also the Chassam Sofer who says, what if somebody has halolim, as in cavities or spaces between their teeth, and food gets really stuck in there? So he says, we ignore it altogether, because he says it just rots away over there, it's not our business. So again, we're definitely going to have a certain approach after 6 hours, which tells us that there's a certain default that we don't have to worry about meat between the teeth. However, like I said, if you happen to know that it's there, he should take it out. Now we have, well, let's go back to the Gemara. Because this is one reason, again, this is one reason why it is a problem to eat milk after 4 days, and why it changes after 6 hours. Now, there's another reason that you're training. Now, this is going to be our second reason for tonight, and these two reasons hopefully we'll remember because we're going to take them with us. Gemara Chulin over there, where it says also Lech Levina Chabosos of Rashi, Rashi Tzak, Mishum. The Vosor Moitzi Shuman. Eating meat gives off fat, who need the back bape, it gets stuck to your mouth, umarich betamoy, and therefore it leaves a certain taste in your mouth. What is this over here? A certain film, a certain layer of fat that gets stuck to your gums, to your palate, and therefore, what happens after 6 hours? Again, back to the same question. Right? We want to go in both directions. First of all, what is the problem, and how does it disappear after 6 hours? Chochma Sodom and Klal Mem Sifshid Beis Mavayr She'oz Kranis Akel Legamri. Right? He says this in Rashi. Also, same Taina that we saw in the Taz on the Rambam. This we have now in Chochma Sodom on Rashi, which means that if it's the film in your mouth that stays stuck to the inside of your mouth, that also will be digested and dissolved by the time the showers come around, and therefore that's the heter to eat or drink milk after 6 hours. Now the Torah, there in Simon Pei Tess, the Torah brings both Shittas HaRishonim. He brings the Rambam, who says that it has to do with Bosa Ben HaShinayim, and he brings Rashi, who says that it has to do with this layer of fat in the mouth. What's an Achimine? What's the difference between these two reasons? The difference between two reasons, he says, would be what would happen if he chewed up meat and he didn't swallow it. For example, this seems to be common, it was before Gerber came out with the baby food. The way it used to be in the old days, and this is either somewhat more or less appetizing to different people, whatever the story is, but the norm was that a mother would chew up the food and spit it out and feed it to the baby. And therefore, here's the shiloh. The shiloh is if you chewed up food and didn't swallow it. So the Torah is on that according to Rashi, when you did not actually eat food and swallow it, you don't have to worry about whatever taste staying in your mouth. And therefore, he says you wouldn't have to wait in this situation. But the time of the Rambam, which is that thing gets stuck between your teeth, so you chewed it up legitimately, right? The only thing you didn't do was swallow it. So eating, it doesn't make a difference to the Rambam. According to the Rambam, it's just about chewing. And if it's about chewing, that's what happened over here. And therefore, in this case, you would have to wait 6 hours even after chewing and not swallowing. And the Torah says to be machmir like the Rambam in this particular case. In other words, being machmir both ways. This is one way where the Rambam would be the machmir, Rashi would be the mekel. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch also brings both timing, the Rambam and Rashi, and also says to be machmir both directions. You chewed it up and you didn't swallow. And what's the other way? How would you be machmer in a way that the Rambam would not be machmer, and Rashi would?
Chicken soup.
Would be if you have a tapshul shabbos or basically that chicken soup or any kind of piece of fat, let's say, that doesn't have any chutim, let's say you're eating shumon basa, right? That would be something that some people would do, and it doesn't have any strings in it, so the Rambam would have no problems. But according to Rashi, you still have the shumon, and the shumon gets stuck to the inside of your mouth. Now comes the Prima Gaudim. Now Prima Gaudim, so now we saw, you could have some things that are Chumra only according to the Rambam, and some things are Chumra only according to Rashi, and we're going to say both sides. What happens if you have both coolers together? They reflect the Prima Gaudim. In other words, you chew up fat, and then you spit it out without swallowing. So you don't have the Rambam, because there's no Chutim here, you don't have to worry about him. You didn't actually eat it, you don't have to worry about Rashi. In fact, the Prima Gaudim, how about in that case? Maybe in that case we can be miracle? Look, the Prima Gaudim, no. Even in this case, you have to wait. Because of Loiplug. In other words, once we have these two timers, Loiplug, Omdosidos, and here comes Chochma Sodom, and tells anyone who's thinking, well, okay, maybe I won't be so serious about this, telling me Loiplug, like the Chochma Sodom, that if you are mezalzel in it, I'll teach you very soon. This is the meaning of Gans Klaling Soul. This is the way it was accepted everywhere. Shulchan Zerach Mono was found as prayer together of a chulu, which is not very geshmak at all. And therefore, we take it very seriously. We take it very seriously. And if your brother says, in both schools together, you're flustered.
we're saying drop and help there's a little clothing, and also Rashi there's a foot, or when we pass in like both the worst thing.
Yeah, L'chayr we say, L'chayr we're saying like full of wimpa. L'chayr we're saying like full of wimpa. Yeah. Okay, so now, L'chayr, we got at least our foundation here on eating milchiks after fleshiks, right? We have a few times after fleshiks, and why not eat milchiks after fleshiks? This brings us, of course, to the next question, which is, why is it mutter to eat fleshiks after milchiks? Right? What about after milchiks? What happens then? Is it less serious, by the way? And that's the shaila, yeah? When you take it straight from the top of your head. What's more serious? Is fleshiks more serious than milchiks? What's going on over here? Well, the terrace is that now we should have a glatter understanding and approach to understand that, of course, fundamentally, there's zero difference between fleshiks and milchiks. Those are the two ingredients of Mazel B'Cholos. There's no difference between the two of them. The difference is in the Messias, that's all. Which means, what we have to ask ourselves is, are these two reasons applicable in the other direction, right? And the answer is, of course not. And when both reasons don't apply, omeko. If anyone's thinking to themselves, what happens to our life flow? So life flow doesn't go apply to cases that never started, right? Life flow is in the same kind of case, but you got around it. Okay, but it's a different case. There's no such thing. Milky doesn't have the whole thing. Gemara says in Chulin, the same place.
Is it the same what?
What?
Isn't it the same what? Oils or?
In other words, you have milchiks, eating milchiks, and then eating flesh. Those two reasons don't apply. Why? You don't have any strings in milchiks,
right?
And you don't have any shum on the shenidu of the past in milchiks. So that's all. It's just as serious. They don't have them serious there.
No, but even that sharp cheese.
We'll have to talk about that. Absolutely. Absolutely. Zokti Gemara, Ochal Basar, also Lechel Gvino. Ochal Gvino, also Lechel Basar. Rashi is not Mazber, but the Ram is Mazber right here. Lefi She'ein HaGvino V'tamo Nish'eres Bapeh, Elo Nimoiko Me'eleho. In other words, it gets washed away or broken down or whatever you want to use as the figurative translation here. And therefore, we don't have the same issue with cheese as we have with meat. The Ran over there, of course, is following the Tam of Nidbak Peper, as far as the Tam, and therefore he says it's not the same story when it comes to Milchik to Fleishik. The Lavush takes the other side. Again, the Ran takes Rashi's reason, therefore he tells us why Rashi's reason doesn't apply from Milchik to Fleishik. But the Lavush takes the other side. Chein derech ha-gvino li-shoyer bein ha-shinayim. V'gam ein moishech tam b'peh. The Lavush sees both ways. He tells us, Sai Rashi and Sai the Rambam, both reasons where there is a reason to wait after fleshiks till milchiks do not apply when it comes to waiting for milchiks to fleshiks.
And if he takes this as a kinoch?
I'll tell you, this doesn't make a kinoch more than this. In other words, kinoch v'adoch is only necessary.
Taisus says that by fleshiks.
Yeah.
I was thinking about places.
Yeah.
So
it's
milchiks for makel and places.
No,
it's the same.
No, same thing. Yeah, I lost the places is not again. Yeah. Okay. Oh, but it's on the shayla, as all this was saying over here. What about, is that across the board true? I mean, aren't there certain foods with cheese in them? Cheesecake or this or that, or hard cheese. I mean, it doesn't even have to be hard cheese in this case. Anything that's milchig and has, and could remain within the mouth, and stay between your teeth. Right? That should be a problem. Now they state them in Amir Rottenberg. Now Amir Rottenberg, this is a fascinating story. Amir Rottenberg is in Simon Tov Reish Tezvos. Somebody had Taina on him. They wrote him a Sharifa Taina to the man against himself and his own Anhoga. Sheshomato, Shani Noyek, Shaloy Lechel Bosa Behemo Vachaya Achagavina. You heard that I fear not to eat meat after cheese. And yet a time is, what are you doing? You have a chumrah against the Gemara. The Gemara says that you could eat meat after cheese. So therefore, what are you doing? Dr. Maran, and he explains himself what Yad is time is, because he says, we made chorfi when I was young, he says, he used to eat it. Remember the other way, I used to make fun myself, he says, of anyone who I saw doing this. The other Abba, shorle more. In other words, they need mechila from their bainus to fear such a way. Or you need a bainite to my minus, he even says. No, it looked like apicosis to me. The Gemara says that you're also like, you're smarter than the Gemara, you have a chumra against the Gemara. At your palm, aches me suda, lo suda, matlosi, gvina, ben shina. I once found, he says, from one suda to the next, I found that I still had cheese between my teeth. And therefore I was grazing on myself, for hachmer alas me, the bosa acha gvina, kemoi gvina acha bosa. I created my own chumra for myself, he says, for myself, in eating fleishes after cheese, the same way as eating cheese after fleishes. Kol chad mosil achmure anafshei, last is nishmeres. Everyone has a right to make their own nishmeres if they find the need to do that. As I zocht and the Yosef in Arachayim, Simon Kufay and Gimel brings it, and he says, it's mutter to be machmer, he says, you're allowed to be machmer, even though you would think that you're not allowed to be machmer, like the chayne, of Yana on the Ramir Mutmurug, I like the Ramir Mutmurug said, like his pine on everyone else who he saw doing it. But you see, from Ramir Mutmurug, that you're allowed to be machmer to not eat fleishiks for sometimes after Mutmurug, because of the chashash, maybe something is in your mouth. But look. Yeah, okay, but that wasn't his meaning. Lamaisa though. The point is that that's not the Shaka Locha, right? Look around the place. You're not going to find anyone who passes that there's any such chiyuv. The Marshal, Yom Shishleima, Bir and Chulin, says, the Maram Mirotenberg, because he personally knew that he was Nichshol, so he had a right to be Machmer. But Mishal, like Boli Oli Takola, he says, as a general rule, there's no such assumption. We don't create these kind of zachas. You happen to know that you are nichshol and you want to therefore respond to your personal story, you have a right to do it. It's like, in other words, as a rule, we follow what it says in the Gemara. You have your own yaitzim and achlazim of it. So that's what happened. He says, Rami Rothenberg. He says, Achashanista ma Talmud, pshita she'ela hachman eged ha Talmud, zula tima v'takola sh'boli yodeh. You have to have a good excuse, he says, to go against the Gemara Lachman, this is a Mirza Kazakh. You think all the time, it only goes in the other direction. Am I right? He says, you start making rules against the Gemara, it's against the Shazak. Elamite, you want to say that you are a personal exception to this? You had your own story? Okay. Ram Rotenberg himself, by the way, very clearly, doesn't say that this is any such halakha. He said, this is my personal chumra, I have a right to have my personal chumra. Elamite, Kiyodura. The Gemara says the phrase that's mutter. But again, why is that taken? Why is it that the Rami Rotenberg's taina is not something that we take on board, right? Why don't we have to deal with it? So Lamaisa, the truth of the matter is, as has been brought up here, it is addressed in Shulchan Aruch, from the Gemara of Dalit, the heter to eat fleishiks after milchiks, it's often. Bovachi ayin yodov, shulayehei shum dovor mehagvino nidbak bohem. First of all, you have to make sure your hands are clean straight. The tochel kaneach piv, which means to eat a solid food. Uladichoy, which means to drink. Right? So therefore, we find, actually, the halacha does address the possibility that such a thing could happen. But ayoyis, again, it's not the same thing as balsa, it's an individual situation. If it says, you have to have kinach v'adocha, you have to wash your hands, yes, not ignoring the possible facts. However, to make it across the board rule like this by fleishiks, that there is not. In the Iri over the Gemara, Kuvdal Damad Bey says, Ochal Gvino, Vereisa Lechol Boto, Mikaneach Piv, Mipirure HaGvino Hanish Orem Bacheich Oibein HaShinayim, and also you have to have Kinuach then, Shekvino, Af Shebein HaShinayim, Misnako Yisheim Bekinuach. This is a very important point that he makes here, which means, yes, cheese can get stuck between your teeth, but it's not the situation where it's so fiercely stuck there, like strings of meat. Again, I'm serious. Your id ka'el afedim, anyone knows what this is like when you get a piece of steak stuck in your teeth. It doesn't help to just eat a piece of bread afterwards. It doesn't get out until you really do a good malach on it. And to eat a piece of cheesecake and a little bit got stuck between your teeth, okay, the same. So do a job on it, it's out. No major deal. You eat a piece of bread afterwards, it comes out. It's pliable enough. If it's at night, check your hands, and this is the halacha, which means that takedit is a certain chash, but you can solve the chash by doing kinuach v'adochem nefilis sadaim, and that's what we do after milchik, and that's important taka to know. Aloha l'maisi, you have to taka, be careful with that.
The Rishon brings in the Maram Rothenberg, he says to machmer like that?
He says you're allowed to.
You're
allowed to. But what do you have to do? You have to wait 6 hours. You want to wait 6 hours like Maram Rothenberg, it's okay. But there's no such aloha. What there is aloha is to do kinuach v'adochem. Now, the Yamcha Shlomo there brings another place that's Mutal Hachmach Achilas Gvina. This is important, not for most of the people in this room right now. I mean, this boy will need it, Halavai Nisht. But, Shashinayim Nekuvim, the Koriv Levadai, Shelo Yochel Nakrom, Yobil De Mikshayim, such a case where, again, it's individual. Right? It's individual. So, again, we're not making big rules here against the Gemara. It's individual. In our case, it would be races, bite place, all that old geshef, where things end up stuck in the middle, where it's like loyim molis came out. And so therefore, again, me'ikir adin, especially in that case for sure, you're going to need a very good kinuach v'adocha, but in general, kinuach v'adocha is taka alocha after milchik
sotah. Unless somebody had a full set of dentures.
Whatever the messias is, I both of them don't at this point know what that's like, and hopefully the rest will find out. Now, Alpina Zayah, I think it's not Negev, I've never heard of it. Now, Alpina Zayah, you're not allowed to eat milchiks or fleishiks either b'shaita chodah or b'suda chodah. Now, in the Arkadah to be discussing what happens Alpina Zayah, but as we're going to later see, there are more brings this Zayah, and therefore it needs to be the Siachet to it. And therefore, since the Zayah Kaddish says that b'shaita the chodah you shouldn't eat milchiks or fleishiks at all, therefore there is a minig to wait after milchiks. Most people have the minig, if they have a minig, to wait a half hour. Poskim Adan, why is it a half hour? Why is it an hour if it says la b'shaita the chodah? But the pshat is, b'shaita the chodah means a wait, it doesn't mean exactly an hour, but it means some significant amount of waiting of time, and that's that minig. Those who have a minute to wait a half hour after milchik, that's where it comes from. Now we're going to come back to that later when it comes to fleishiks to milchik to mezah shem. Okay, so now here comes another question. So we have a heter to eat fleishiks after kinuach v'adocha and etila, right? Do you need that also after, let's say, you drank milk or coffee? Do you also need kinuach v'adocha and etila? So rashash and chulim, tachkuf gimel amazveh, says the dafke gvino maskinon shon the boy kinuach v'adocha mishum shehu mudbach b'chanichai. Where do you need kinuach v'adocha? He says that's for cheese or food, solid food, which can be stuck somewhere in your mouth. Aber b'cholov sagi b'adocha l'chudei. For cholov, again, zulbos or timer, we're following the svara here. You're drinking a liquid, so to clear the liquid out, use another liquid. You don't need, no reason to need a solid food for that. So any milchig a drink, l'chayr, including, by the way, milchig ice cream, which would l'chayr be the same matzias. There's nothing solid there, unless, again, there is something solid there. Today they have these crunches inside the ice cream. You're going to get something milchig stuck between teeth. Okay, hold it, Dina. We'll treat it the same as any other milchig food. But otherwise, anything that's a milchig a mashke, l'chayr would seem to be, like I said, milk, coffee, ice cream, other things like that. Today they have shakes and other things like that, whatever they call the stuff.
Smoothie.
That's what I was looking for.
If the crunchy stuff, whatever, that's not milk, then that's not a problem. It's only if whatever that is.
So the shaila is, what, in other words, even if the zachet stuff is not milk, but it's been still sitting in there for who knows how long, who knows what's inside of that piece of... Let's say you have a crunch there of a ground nut. I don't know what they put in there. Whatever can be in there, but if it possibly or probably absorbed the milchik, then you may be dealing with the same thing. Well, in my sense of stance, the Divrei Malkiel in the Tshuva dings on that Rashash. And it's some interesting to see how two Achreinim take the same Rambam and take two sides of it. But he takes that same Rambam, he says that the Rambam over there, that the Rambam that we just quoted before, he says, Misha ochal gvino oi cholom tchilo, musa lech lachrov boso miyad, v'tzorech shiyadiach yodo v'yikaneach piv ben agvino ben aboso. So the Rambam, Dr. Divrei Malkiel, says, gvino oi cholom. And he still brings the Lashon, he brings that Lashon, he has to do kinoach v'aboso. The Charaya, he says, against the Rashash. says you have kinuach v'adocha even when it comes to a milking a drink. Now, if you're paying good attention to the Rambam's lashon, you'll see that the Rashash is probably coming from that same Rambam, because he says, what did he say? Mishachal gvino echolov chila mutar lech lachem bosam yad. So he says, Gvino Echolov, when it comes to the heter to eat fleishik immediately. But when he talks about the chiv kinoach v'adocha, he says, Boser Gvino. And there he doesn't talk about cholov, he only talks about Gvino. So the chayr, the rashash, get out of the heter, deal from this Rambam to be making just like he was making. The Maisa, it is a machlok zachreinim, the Daki Tshuva brings the Rashash la'alocha, but the Isavaheta, who is a Kadmoin, Isavaheta is a Kadmoin, it's from the Tshuva Sadarshan, there are more things from Isavaheta, so it's not something to machadek at all, who holds against the Rashash, holds against the Malkiel, Bisvora, again, it's very mustaba what the Rashash says, very mustaba. That you shouldn't need to have a kinuach on something that wasn't anything solid in the first place. The Daki Tshuva, who is a great machmer, kiyadua, the Daki Tshuva was a very big machmer, and still he brings the Rashash b'li choylik, and clearly therefore, yesh al milismoich, and if anybody wants al fi halacha to drink a milchik, a drink, and then only take a drink and not eat a food in between that, and fleishik, v'vadeh yesh al milismoich. It's not shiny. Often what ends up happening is, even if you're eating fleishiks right afterwards, you'll often eat some kind of forspice before, so you end up not having the shayla anyway. But again, somebody wants to be machmim is also unwelcome. We'll leave that as an open point for now, for the times that that actually is negaya. Okay, so now that's the shayness. So we have two reasons to wait after fleishiks and tumachas. We have going back to fleishiks to milchis now, yeah? So we have strings between the teeth, and we have moishik tam. So that brings us to cheese. Let's say we have cheese, and it has one of those two reasons in it. So, you're going to have to wait, right? It's a talus. So where is that? Shteitan alocha, that's in gvina kosher, that's in hard cheese. Now what is hard cheese? We'll have to see. But in the hard cheese, it says taka, you have to wait 6 hours. There are more here and say veins v'chein noy hagin shekol shagvina kosher ein oichla nachareo afilu besar oif kemoy la'achar basa. Once you eat hard cheese, you can't even eat chicken. The same Allah has after fleishes. Waiting 6 hours, here you're waiting after cheese 6 hours. What's the reason? Look the taz. Shetam shalom nimshach papeh zman rav. Here we go, he says, the same time Rashi says on meat, which is the taste of sticking around, literally, in your mouth, the same thing goes on. What's going on? Again, there's some kind of fatty film that stays in your mouth after you eat a gezunta real cheese. And therefore, you have to wait for the same reason. Baruch HaShulchan brings Schweizer Käse, he says. Schweizer Käse, which is Swiss cheese, or Hollander Käse, Dutch cheese. Sheyesh bem harbe shamnunis. It has a lot of fat in it. V'atam nimshach har beizman, yishlamtim vomshoyes. So it states in the Aruch HaShulchan, it touches it right straight down to the source of where the cheese is coming from. Chochem HaSodom, v'chein har beinagin sholilechu boser achat gvina kosher, hameduvok bein hashinayim. So here we have the other svora. We have the Taz who says the svora of nimshach taimoy. We have the Chochem HaSodom who says the time of stuck between the teeth. So we have both reasons in hard cheese that we have legabe meat. So what's hard cheese? Now, it's very hard to have 100% clarity in this, but I did a little bit of homework on this, including with a good friend of mine who is a Rav Machshir on a bunch of lines of cheese in Europe, Dafke. But let's see what we could, let's start. Is American cheese called hard cheese? Is it Dafke Swiss cheese? Is it any yellow cheese? What is it that becomes, that's called hard cheese? Look, the Taz, he starts off by saying, and we have to, let's see both of these things, even though he's not going to remain with both, he says, Shir Gvira Kosha, She'ovru Aleha Vov Chadoshim, either that it took 6 months until it was finished, Oishi Metulas, or it's wormy. What does that mean? Nobody should get too nauseated before you find out that you eat it yourself. So hold on. Shulchan Aruch and Pei Dalet. What does one mean? What does one mean? Shulchan Aruch Pei Dalet states, Kol HaPei Loim and Insoim Bebehem Asurim, Aval HaGedelim Bebosad HaChashchita Oy Bedogim O Gvino, Mutarim Chol Nasuay Perishu. So literally, wormy cheese, if the worms develops inside the cheese, we must have to eat the cheese with the worms inside it, whether you're appetized by that or not, it's your business. But it happens to be that the Italians, it's a very choshev azach, the Italians, aged meat and aged cheese, which has turned moldy already, they dusk it. They age it until it becomes moldy, and then they eat it. They eat it, I don't know if they eat the mold itself or not, so it's not necessarily their business, but this is what's called metulas.
Moldy is metulas?
Yeah. So where do we have lamashal, that kind of cheese lamashal? I don't know if you people have heard of this. But I have heard of it because, again, that must be a friend of mine told me a long time ago that it's one of the lines that he supervises has what's called blue cheese. Right? People have heard of blue cheese there. Blue cheese has actually mold in it, and that's why it's so gewaldig. Not that I ever tasted it. But at the end, Fiyatah is the Taz Alocha Lamaisa, that Gevina Kosh, according to the Taz, is only Mitzulah. Only Mitzulah. Which, by the way, makes life a lot easier, because like this, according to the Taz, you don't have to find out how long anything was there. It's not your business. The only thing it's your business is, you're almost to last, and you're almost to last. And the things that are almost to last, they want you to know about it, because today they're very proud of that. So, blue cheese, this, that, and the other, you see, it's moldy, it's this, and that, you'll find out about it. You'll find out that there's even more appetizing names for the cheeses. But according to the Taz, almost every cheese is mutter to eat fleishik immediately after it, except these kind of blue cheese and marble cheese, they call it, which is marbled with mold. And then there's something that's called maggot cheese, or kasumarzu, that's what it's called, which also has been aged beyond the point of no return. And therefore, these are cheeses that are called minimum to last, and you can't eat milk inflation right after the corny kuratab. But the shach is machmer slightly more, because the shach says that even if it's loyma to last, 6 months cheese, any 6 months cheese up to shach, you can't eat fleishiks after it.
Does it mean that it needs 6 months in order to become that cheese, or any cheese will last beyond 6 months?
No. It means the process 6 months, as we're going to see, yeah. So now, if you megodim, the prichodosh, the chochmasodom, the chashulchon, all of them are machmer, like the shach, which means that even if it's not metulas, but a 6 month cheese is good enough. And why is that? Why is that actually? Well, so shtei dotten is that metulas taka has the strongest taste, right? The oldie cheese or the wormy cheese has the strongest taste, which taka stays in there for the longest time. But any hard cheese that's been more than 6 months is hard enough. It has to do with the hardness that's going to stay between the teeth, and therefore they stay after your machmo, like both as they stay on these daily achreini apreiskim. And okay, so now I have to go back to what I heard, what used to be said like daily apreiskim in America of the last 50 years. Now Schwab's achreini levracha, his kehila was involved in the heksha on a lot of the cheeses here in America in his day, and he said, there is no Chol of Yisrael in this country that you have to be machmer on at all. That's what he said. Rabbi Belsky, Zecharin Levracha, said you need to have 6 months mamish, not less than 6 months. It has to be real 6 months. And he said, there are no such kosher cheeses in this country. I heard that the Debrecina, I cannot find this in the Debrecina in any of his Jewish, but I heard that the Debrecina writes that all of the cheeses made in America in his time, kemat ein lahem shumam, ve'ein taima metsuyim bepeh afilu zman muot, v'shenasu b'mehidus rav, kasher ein ayroo v'loi zor. Again, I heard this quoted. I don't know where this Debrecina is, but this is what he said. And therefore, again, according to these paiskim, nothing is negah, you don't have to wait for anything. However, let's see it. That's thinking about 50 years ago, thinking about 30 years ago, thinking about 20 years ago. But in the last 10 years, the kosher cheese market has exploded. This is a fact. Today we do have Chol of Yisrael, a lot of these things. Nish Chol of Yisrael can eichet zayin as long as it has some kind of a hechsher on it altogether, which you know that it doesn't, it's not using whatever ingredients to make the cheese, which can be fleishiks or nevelis and sefers or whatever else which are used in there, the enzymes or whatever is used. So they definitely are, again, like I said, gvina metulas does exist in kosher versions today in America, unconsulting. Also, I saw the OU has a list out, and the OU can't be, we can't be choshed the OU to have been looking for grosser chumras, but the OU has a big list of cheeses, which they say you do need to wait for, including what's called aged cascavallo, which seems to be, according to the name, sounds like an Italian name. He says definitely more than 6 months. Different kinds of cheddar cheese are more than 6 months. Parmesan is something that seems to be very clearly over 6 months. And therefore, they say, al Peter Matthias, you have to be machmir in these cheeses. What I do want to say, though, and this is one shaila, which we can clear, and in other words, the matulas. I said there are cheeses that are matulas, which are definitely moldy. However, the matulas today is that they don't process moldy cheese the way they used to at all, right? In other words, what used to happen is that they used to wait until it turned moldy. That itself may be a process of its own. Today, they also inject mold into the cheese in order to give it the coloring and the taste, the delicious flavor of a good piece of mold. And so, therefore, it's injected in there. Does that mean that the cheese itself has been processed to the degree of amol? Mishkor, the zikha is a tzad to say, therefore, it needs to be makel even in the moldy cheeses more than the old days. And therefore, that's something that can be thought about. Al kaponim.
What about the Swiss cheese?
The Swiss cheese. Okay, so again, the Swiss cheese.
Peggy, you said before that it's...
Okay, the Swiss cheese, what I saw on the OU list is like this. The Swiss cheeses that are made in America are not Swiss cheese. And if you don't have to wait, that's what they say? That's what they say, literally. That's what they say. They say it's not Swiss cheese. It's not the Swiss cheese that's made in Switzerland. You don't have to wait. But they say the Swiss cheese that's made in Switzerland. I don't know, again, what's important here. That's something that others are going to have to check out. But Al kaponim, according to the Shach and the Orcha Shulchan, Kumtois, that as far as that's concerned, at least, you can follow the Ramah and wait 1 hour, which is the smallest share of waiting after Fleishik Samochik, and you can do that with any of these cheeses. Also, I want to add a very important point here, because so often the cheeses that we're eating, I mean, I should speak for myself, but so often the cheeses that we're eating are on a pizza or something like that, where it's cooked or melted already, and this is Yad Yehuda, who's brought in the Zaki Tshuva, who says that if the cheese was softened by cooking, ein lahachmer. And therefore, this would do away with the shayla for many instances where we're using different cheeses, which may be very terrific. Somebody told me that Jerusalem pizza over here uses Parmesan cheese, which is the cheese that all you were saying you have to wait 6 hours for. But lamaisa, again, if it's cooked and still soft, l'chayra, we could fall back on the Yad Yehuda and say that you don't have to wait 6 hours because it's been cooked and softened. Again, like I said, I don't know what, you know, Parmesan is not because of Metulas, it's because of Chadoshim and the strength of the taste, but again, it could be there's a mock beer to be sorry again on the smallest share of waiting after Fleishik, which is the Ramah, and to say you could wait 1 hour. So we're not looking to be Ma'amis ala Tzivur with Big Chumrus, but Lamaite is good to know what is the situation with all these things, and therefore, if we're dealing with Parmesans which were not cooked, it definitely is a mokim, a big mokim, to be machmeh, wait 6 hours, or blue cheese and other things like that. Again, I can't say that it's mukhlut, that any urma kabul daiti, like I said, the zikr is a mokim also to be makel, and to say that the process today, especially in the moldy cheeses, is not the way it used to be, for the most part, but therefore, Yesh Mokim will kind of ask your local Orthodox rabbi if it comes to Lamais. Yeah, so again, for the 6 hour cheese, brushing teeth wouldn't help. Because again, it's the time of Nishav Lepal also, and once we also have the Chumrah of the Chutim, we're no longer making that way, right? We only use it when it's not based on the original thing, but then you could use it on the most.
The
Chassid
Mokim, by this cheese that Nishav,
Right, we said over before from Chochmas Sada. Now, okay, I want to just repeat one more thing, according to the Reiser we just raised before, which is, again, it doesn't have to do with how long it's sitting in your fridge for. right? It has to do only with the process of the production taking 6 months. Okay. Now, Rav Ozan Zichron Lebracha writes in his Tshuvas that he's machmer for himself since he doesn't know, based on Shunka Chochmas, he doesn't know how it's made, and there were any hard cheese, he doesn't eat any flesh until 6 hours afterwards. But again, at the very least, those are bottom, like I said, the big place in America said, no cheese in America you have to wait for. So at least I could say, I think, the vast majority of the cheeses you don't have to wait for. So to go now and be machmer on every single hard cheese, take American cheese and be machmer on it, seems a little bit maguchach.
Soft cheese would be like cream cheese? That's the idea about
it? No, I'm not having cream cheese. There's no shy there's no shiloh the whole cream cheese. I'm talking
what's
about
a soft cheese to throw
cream cheese? Well, even American cheese would be called soft cheese relative to the shiloh what hard cheese is.
Cottage cheese.
Right, but soft cheese, yeah, it would be. Yeah. Cream cheese, cottage cheese, like that. Those are, you know, just don't say by the way, I'll say what over here, which is that the Ropshitzer, the Rav of Ropshitzer, obviously, besides being a Chassidish Rebbe, was a Rav of a city, and he told the Olam to, on Shavuos Dafka, he wanted them Dafka to eat cheese, and to eat meat right afterwards, that our cheeses, you don't have to wait 6 hours afterwards. So at least once a year on Shavuos, he said, eat cheese and eat meat right afterwards. Especially again, even the Amo himself brings this chumrah, brings two days in it itself, and therefore, at least Eina Matulas, definitely, anything besides Matulas, the Taz is Mekel anyway, there's enough Tziruf from over here, so again, we're getting the Zuchim Kechumras, but again, if there is, if we're talking about something which we know for a fact, the 6 months and all Matulas, actually we should really say 6 months and Matulas, in different markets, it has to be machmer, but if it's the last on its own, 6 months on its own, not from a recent height, if you have to do it. Now what about, let's try to go a little bit weiter, what about waiting 6 hours after you eat parva food, which was cooked in a fleishige pot? Again, fleishige pot, parva food, you ate the parva food from a fleishige pot. Do you have to wait 6 hours or not? Clearly, according to everything we're understanding, there's no mocking for it. Why? Because again, meat is what you have to be machmer on because of the two reasons, but the two reasons are not megeya, but gabi, a power of the food. Right? The power of the food doesn't have either of these reasons. The food is haray, a power of the food. That's what it is, even though it's cooked. What? Oh, so even a ben yoyma. So it states in Sif Gimel and Ramah.
Clean.
Huh? Yeah, I'm going to get even further than that. Hold on. And the Ramah, that's the story, Rabbi Shai. Ramah, Sif Gimel. Im aim boss of a tabshe. Action is Basel the Kaderi shall bother a filu ben yoimer. Yeah? Mutter lechel achrof zivino ba'im ba'im minig la'achmer. The poiskim say, ad kadekach, and this is, you look in the Taka Tshuva on the spot, means a list of poiskim will hold that even if the pot was not washed out, the fleshing of that was not washed out, and you cook the part of the food in there, you still say you don't have to wait 6 hours for that either. So that's actually good to know. I'm not saying you didn't know how to wash out the fire. It might be a good idea anyway. But Lamaita, you don't have to wait 6 hours. What happens if somebody ate meat, real meat? You ate real meat. Are you allowed to now, after real meat, eat parva that was cooked in milchige kebab? Why is that a different question? Because it is a different question. The Prima Gordon says as follows. He says, what happens if you took a radish? This is his exact case. You took a radish and you cut it with a milchige knife. And he says, are you allowed to eat that within 6 hours from eating flesh? He says, no, you're not allowed to. He says, you're not allowed to. Not allowed to. Not only that, Yad Yehuda from Plast over there says that if you have a milchige pot that was a ben yoimoy, and you cooked something sharp in the milchige pot, that was a ben yoimoy, you cannot eat from it after real meat. Now, I think it would be a mockum. This is the reason why I researched this question separately. To say so. Why? Because again, the meat, you do have both time and on. Your mouth is fleshig right now. So if your mouth is fleshig, you can't shake it off the way we just shook it off before. When you have a pile of a food cooked in a fleshig pot and say, oh, you don't have the reason. You don't have any meat. You do have meat here. Your mouth is fleshig like any other fleshig mouth. For both reasons. Now you're taking something Let's see what kind of milchiki status does it have. Doctor Prima Gadim, seemingly, and the Yad Yehuda, can't eat even such milchiki after real meat. But the Daki Tshuva brings up Shlomo Klug and Tuftam Vadas, who says, nope, nothing doing. He says, you cannot be machmer on milchiks, which is only milchik that is cooked in a milchik, a pat or ben yoimoy. Can't be machmer. And he says, even the Prima Gadim, he picked his case very clearly. He says, he was talking about a Dover Chorif, Dafter Dover Chorif, and only a Dover Chorif, which is a tznoin or something like that, is the only thing that you would have such a chumra on altogether. But if it's not a tznoin, or some Dover Chorif, or milka pat ben yoimoy, is not a reason to be machmer, not to eat it after even real meat. Now, what about if we have somebody who tasted food? Let's say for Shabbos, right? Everybody knows the Amech Haim Zohar. So you want to taste the Shabbos food before Shabbos to see if it tastes good, if it tastes right, or something has to be added or subtracted or whatever it is. And now, before Shabbos, let's say you didn't get a chance to sleep before Shabbos, and you meet Kayas for Friday night without davening Shmach. So what's going to be? So you want to take a coffee. The Shaila is, are you allowed to drink coffee after you taste the chicken soup? That's the Shaila. So the case that we would have to deal with would be that you put chicken soup into your mouth, you rolled it around on your taste buds a little bit, and then you spit it out. So you didn't chew it. You didn't swallow it. On bring to the Kitshuva again from Shlomo Kluger, that you do not have to wait in this case. Why? Again, both reasons do not apply. We already saw. When you don't swallow something, Rashi's reason of Shachatan doesn't apply. When you don't chew something, the Rambam's reason of Chutam and Hashanayim doesn't apply. And therefore, alright, what's the way to look? It's a different situation. You only put it into your mouth and spit it out. And the Mela, as they state, that you can be making, that's the Mashmois of the Orech HaShulchan also. Kafachayim brings up Shlomo Kluger and he says the same thing would apply. What would happen? You put some flesh into your mouth by mistake because you weren't thinking that you're about to eat a milk of your supper in an hour. And you spit it out immediately. Same halacha applies. He says you don't have to wait afterwards either. Now, what is the pshat, the chlau? Okay, let's take mamish a minute. What's the pshat in the 6-5-4-3-2-1? What's the pshat in this whole story over here? There's so many different menhagim of all of these different amounts of time to wait. How does that work? Obviously, we don't have a Mufurish Gemara that says you have to wait exactly 6 hours. In that case, you wouldn't be able to be so many different menhagim. So again, the Mukhari of 6 hours we saw in the Rambam, Bosa Ben Hashinayim, Azay Shteik Mishloch HaMorach, and therefore, Sfardim, no way out. Meikir Adin, Rambam Mishloch HaMorach, there's nowhere else to botch. Sfardim Shehid must keep exactly 6 hours, Meikir Hadin. Right? This is not anything to play with at all. And by the way, it's poshut that that choice, Shabbos, and that choice, money is 6 hours on the clock. A Sfardi Shehid would definitely have to wait 6 hours on the clock. Now, what about the, there's another spoiler for 6 hours. That's the Lecha Mishnah. Lecha Mishnah says, Suda Tamat Chacham, Shor Shishas, is when Kamidi Chachamim eat, and the next Suda is 6 hours later. Therefore, since the Gemara says that you have to wait from one Suda to the next, how long is that? That's 6 hours. The Agro brings the same Svara. So that is 6 hours with two Svaras of 6 hours. But the Ramo says, you count in 1 hour. So to be Agro, where does the Ramo get his 1 hour from? So the Ramo is passing like the Zoya, that is 1 hour to have to wait, the Shaykh the Choda, and that's the meaning of Halad, which brings us to the final question, which we're going to be able to get to today, and we can't get to this either, but we'll do it anyway. What is the meaning of 3 hours? The Yekis generally keep 3 hours. Besides, outside of Holland, in Germany, they waited 3 hours. What is that, Makoy? And this is really the toughest one, so let's try to get the one thing about this. What is the Inyan of waiting 3 hours for a Yekis? Where does that come from? What was the Makoy? The Makoy is in the Sefer Issa Hetter, which I mentioned earlier, who was the Bamberi of the Tumas Hadesh, and he said 3 hours. What's the Cheshbon? So the Cheshbon, it was, Shimon Schwab wrote this in a tshuva. I'm going to skip his first one, which is not the pashtus, to go to the second one, which is very much the pashtus. And he says that in Western Europe, he says, they didn't live the way we live, he says. Instead of eating a big meal, waiting 6 hours and eating another big meal, they ate small meal, and waited 3 hours and ate another small meal, left the hamtana between one suda and the other. And since the Gemara says that you wait from one suda to the next, and the way that they lived was to eat from one suda to the next in 3 hours, and if you look into the Issa V'Heter, he says 3 hours like Mar Ukva. So the pashtus of the Issa V'Heter is that he's saying the 3 hours is misuda lasuda. If you look into the Akichu Rishem, the same from Israel of David, and he says Be'erech the same thing, which is that therefore we are following the amount of time that there is between one suda and the other, which depends, vaystays, on where you live. And therefore, even most of the world, 6 hours between one suda and the other, so the minig became 6 hours. Since over there the minig was between one suda and the other, 3 hours, therefore the yakas, until this day, wait 3 hours.
I wanted to, but I'll tell you what, the way that there's a